It's up to Gladstone! Thomas!
Tottenham had no answer. Tottenham had no answer.
That was the Stone Roses off the Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels soundtrack. And I'm Andrew Layden on the Arsenal America podcast for Thursday, November 11th, 2004.
Arsenal, the winners!
Our first story this week has got to be the Carling Cup success against Everton. Our boys came from behind to beat Everton, and when I say boys, I really mean it, because we started basically an under-21, maybe even an under-19 team, against a pretty much full-strength Everton side. We came from behind to win 3-1, with goals by guys' names I simply cannot pronounce. Now, we all know Danny Carbassian, the American striker turned midfielder turned defender, is playing for the reserve sides this year and actually scored a goal last week against Manchester City. He did start tonight, but I don't see much in the match reports about how he played. Now, if you go to the ArsenalAmerica.com website, you'll find a great match report that we got from ArsenalWorld.com or ArsenalWorld.net. As this game wasn't really televised throughout much of the Western world, it's pretty hard for us to write our own match reports for these games. We have to rely on those who are over in London. Now, perusing through the comments of some of the folks who were at the game, apparently there were 27,000 at the game, some of the folks came into our website and said, take for example Miranda here, the papers this morning are falling over themselves to come up with adjectives that are adequate. Marvelously entertaining, brilliant, fantastic, astonishing, flair, etc., etc. From what I'm hearing about our under-21s, and I should note those on the Arsenal America road trip will see the reserve side in action this December, our under-21s bode very well for the future of Arsenal. Now, Frankie Cimek, the other American who plays for Arsenal, is currently on loan to Division 1 side. Oops, not Division 1 anymore. Championship side. Remember, they changed everything this year. Championship side, Queen's Park Rangers, where he's actually playing some pretty solid football, despite QPR losing in the last couple games. But Danny Carbassian, the other American, is active with the reserve side and was active in the Everton game. Hopefully, we'll get some comments. Wait a second, now that I think about it, we do have some comments from Danny Carbassian, but these came before the Everton game. Danny scored a goal against Manchester City, and Rick Liebling, Arsenal American president, managed to get a hold of an interview with Danny. I'd like to read a few of the things so you guys have a better idea how Danny's feeling right now. Rick asked him, he says, "It must have been great to line up for the Arsenal in the Carling Cup, but to score a goal, what was that feeling?" Danny replied, "When they told me to start warming up, I got really excited. I was warming up really early in the second half. I was just itching to get in. When I did get a chance, I was excited to do the best that I could." "And how'd you feel about the goal?" "It was just a surreal moment. I don't think something this good would happen to me, especially on my debut." Now, I heard from Jill Smith. Jill was just beside herself, and she immediately emailed me when she got back from Manchester City. Jill Smith, by the way, works for Arsenal and is our liaison to the club and is just a fabulous person. She always tries to think about us. When she saw Danny Carbassian score what was eventually the game-winning goal, she was just beside herself. She knew Danny had been around for a few months and was just so happy for the guy to get in there and get a goal. So Jill sent us an email immediately, knowing that we didn't really have the greatest coverage of the game, saying, "Please, God, find a tape of this, because Danny Carbassian scored a goal, and his celebration was just one for the ages." Like I said, we'll get to meet up with Arsenal's reserve team on Monday night as they face Spurs. This is Monday, December 4th. I'm sorry, I'm reading ahead a little bit here. And hopefully we'll see Danny Carbassian, and Frankie Cimek may be back from loan at QPR. We're not sure. QPR has said that they really would like to keep Frankie on, but Arsenal has some definite plans for the reserve team captain, who's currently away, filling in the shoes of a QPR player who's injured.
The FA Cup belongs to Arsenal!
Speaking of Danny Carbassian, Arsenal.com's Richard Clark caught up with him after the Everton game and conducted an interview with the American youngster after his first start for the first team. "As the game got going, you could see they were bigger and stronger than us," said Carbassian. "It is just a matter of facing up to it," he said. "I lost a couple of headers to Steve Watson early on, but you just have to keep going. Then you regain your confidence. You can't be afraid to go in and tackle. If you are, it just won't turn out well." It's difficult to break into the first team here at Arsenal, Cabrassian said. When you get a chance like this, you just take it and be as good as you can. I'm still behind Clichy and Cole. It's unfortunate for Clichy that he's injured, so I took the opportunity as best I could. Go to Arsenal.com and you can read the whole interview with Danny Carbassian about what it was like to start his first game at Highbury. All right, I think I've come up with a little game here that we could play with our Arsenal America listeners. I want you to record the starting 11, or 11 and the substitutes, for the Arsenal versus Everton game in the Carling Cup. You'll find it at Arsenal.com in the match reports, and I just want you to go through the names, say them as fast as possible into the machine, and send me a copy of what you've done. I'll start just so you get a flavor of what you're up against. Aluminum, Hoyt, Carbassian, Flamini, Sendoros, DiGiorno, Edu, Larson, Smith, I got that one right, Owusu, Abele, Pennant, Lupoli, Craig, Van Persie. Okay, let's hear how you do it. Send a clip in to Andrew at ArsenalAmerica.com of you reading the starting 11 and the subs for the Arsenal versus Everton game.
Tottenham had no answer.
It's time for our TV update. As many of you know, this weekend is the derby of all derbies, Arsenal versus Spurs. The evil folks from White Hart Lane will be traveling over to Highbury to watch them go down in defeat one more time this Saturday. Now, as many of you may not know, this game is an early game. Sky has rescheduled most of the English Premier League to fit their likings. They now have a 12 o'clock noon game, the normal 3 o'clock games, and then, of course, the 5:15s. Arsenal versus Spurs is the 12 o'clock Saturday game. That is 12 o'clock London time. 12 o'clock London time is 7 a.m. in the morning on the East Coast, 4 a.m. in the morning out on the West Coast. But the game is live on Fox Sports World, not a pay-per-view. This is live for all of you who have Fox Sports World. Catch Arsenal versus Tottenham this Saturday, 7 a.m. Eastern, 4 a.m. Pacific.
Tottenham had no answer.
Now it's time for our road trip update. As many of you know, we try to take as many people over to Highbury as we can every year. This sometimes takes the form of us finding tickets from our friends or family or just some people who contact us over the website. And other times, it's a full-scale road trip to Highbury. This December, 36 Americans and Canadian fans will be attending the third annual Arsenal America road trip to Highbury. On December 3rd, we'll be touring Highbury Stadium in conjunction with Arsenal Malta, which will also be touring Highbury that weekend. On the 4th, we'll be sitting down in the North Bank Upper to watch Birmingham City take on Arsenal in the English Premier League. On Monday, the 6th, we think we're going to head up to Barnet to see Arsenal reserves take on Tottenham reserves, which should be a fun game to see what is probably one of the best reserve sides, best under 21 sides in the country, in the world for that matter. On Tuesday, December 7th, Arsenal takes on Rosenborg. Now, we thought 9 weeks ago when we planned this trip that we'd be pretty comfortable in the Champions League come December 7th. But as things happen, you know, we've been stumbling a little bit. So this game could become quite pivotal to whether or not Arsenal continues on in the Champions League this year. We'll have about 36 Americans all over London throughout this time. On Sunday, December 5th, some of us might even venture down to Selhurst Park to see Charlton versus Crystal Palace. That's sort of a side trip we like to do. We find that there's almost always a game in London, no matter when you're there. So we sometimes take people to other stadiums to see what it's like, English football, outside of the glory and fame of Arsenal. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, well, how come the Arsenal road trip is this week and not, say, December 12th, which is, of course, Arsenal versus Chelsea? Well, we have to plan these road trips months in advance, and we have to take into consideration the very limited number of tickets that Arsenal can help us find. We told Jill Smith at Arsenal Supporters Club this year that we'd probably like to bring over 24 people. Within 5 days, we had 36 people sign up, and I had to go back to Arsenal cap in hand and say, can we please find a few more tickets? It took us a long, long amount of time to come up with it, but this year we're taking our largest road trip crew ever. Now, if I was to do that for, say, Chelsea or Manchester United or Liverpool or something like that, you know the response from Arsenal. I'm sorry, we just don't have the tickets. And I'd hate to disappoint our fans. So we're going over a little bit early, but those fans that stick around will try to help you out. We have a large collection of friends and family that are over in London that have tickets, that know of people who have tickets, for whatever reasons, just have an extra or a spare. We hate the touts, and we do all that we can to get tickets for Americans without having to go to the touts. So if you ever need a ticket, come over to arsenalamerica.com, drop us a line, we'll see what we can do. For those who are going to be in London around December 3rd through 7th, try to find us. We sit in the North Bank upper for the Birmingham City game, the North Bank lower for the Rosenberg game. Before both games, we'll be at the T-Bird Pub on Blackstock Road. The T-Bird Pub is one of those pubs that's over towards the train station. You would miss it if you weren't looking for it. And we'll be down in the basement. We'll have our giant 14-foot by 10-foot Arsenal America banner, paid for by the generous contributions of the Arsenal America fans last year. And that'll be hanging on the wall, and you'll find lots of Americans sitting around talking and, of course, drinking some beer before the match.
Maybe it's the beer talking, Marge, but you got a butt that won't quit. They got these big chewy pretzels here that are, oh, you guys with the beer, so $5, get out of here.
Well, that about does it for the first Arsenal America podcast, coming to you from the shores of Victoria Harbor in Hong Kong. I'm looking out at the hydrofoil ferries making their way to Macau and wondering what the odds are for Arsenal versus Spurs this weekend. Maybe I'll jump on a boat and place a bet. Remember, Arsenal Spurs, 8 o'clock Hong Kong time, 12 o'clock in London, 7 a.m. on the East Coast, 4 a.m. on the West Coast. I know that's early. This has been our first Arsenal America podcast, and if you like it, please drop us a line, andrew@arsenalamerica.com. If you got some comments, record them as an MP3 and send them on. Maybe we'll keep doing this. Maybe we'll just put it away and call it a day. All right, taking you out of here with Timo Maas. What goes around comes around. Message from Man United.